Share backs Ossoff and Warnock in Georgia, without Democrats in charge life will deteriorate. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 3, 2021. Left-wing pop star Cher took to Twitter on Sunday to back Democrat candidates John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock in the upcoming Georgia Senate runoff elections, saying in an all-caps screecho and Dems will do right by you vote Warnock and Ossoff. PLS trust me, and Dems. COVID-19 meant these schools took free lunch to students. What teachers saw surprised them, wrote Cher, before clicking the caps lock button on her keyboard. USA Today. Without Democrats in charge life will deteriorate, the singer continued. America NS deserve everything. Joe and Dems will do right by you vote Warnock and Ossoff. PLS trust me, and Dems. In her tweet, Cher shared an article from USA Today about teachers who saw poverty up close when they brought free lunches to kids at an elementary school during the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. Cher's constantly engaging in fear-mongering. In October, the 74-year-old proclaimed that if President Donald Trump is re-elected, it would mean the end of freedom in America, and that we will have nothing other than what Putin's idea of heaven is. Cher has also taken to Twitter to accuse President Trump of mass murder and floated death as a punishment. There's a blame for killing someone, it's called murder. If you murder more than one person, you're a mass murderer. There are many punishments for different degrees of murder, but when someone knowingly murders people, the punishment is death. Trump's a mass murderer. Tweeted the cry like a baby singer. Accusing the president of murder appeared to actually become somewhat of a habit for the singer. Trump cares nothing about our vets, our country. PPL who are dying of COVID, PPL from Black Lives Matter. Kids he keeps, locked, in cages, nurses, and DRS who are dying because he won't protect them. He kills Americans without a thought, he kills for adulation at rallies, tweeted Cher over the summer. Cher has also appeared to fantasize about the death of President Trump, stating that she hopes the ground opens while the president is at Gettysburg, and that we never see him again. If four-time draft dodger has the mendacity to step a toe on Gettysburg National Cemetery, tries to make speech, compares himself to Lincoln. Hope ground opens, and we never see his ugly face again, wrote Cher. Trump says I'm wartime president. Harriet could kick his ass and LED blocks soldiers in Union Army. Last year, the Biden-backing Kerner bizarrely blamed Iowa caucus disaster, which involved a series of mishaps that left Iowa's Democrat Party in a state of chaos, on President Trump and his flying monkeys. I believe it was Trump and his flying monkeys who destroyed Iowa, tweeted Cher before issuing a stark warning, not kidding. Trump is about to show you evil we never knew existed. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram.